The hotel on North is expected to create 80 construction jobs and 35 full and part-time jobs when it opens next spring. In the meantime, Mad Jack's Barbecue and Spice Dragon Restaurant have decided to close their doors after work on North Street got started in early September. Jabari Powell owns Mad Jack's with his wife, Sarah.
We're done with the North Street location. We're going to just kind of move on from there. I think everybody's kind of got their own plans as to what they want to do.
Powell launched the barbecue joint on Fenn Street in 2010 before moving it to North Street in 2012, where he said business was good with a steady clientele.
I always kind of assumed that there'd be some sort of closure. I just didn't see how you could do a huge construction project and, you know, the whole building have it not really affect us.
Powell says Mad Jack's had been looking at a sit-down location at Village Inn in Lenox before closing on North Street. He adds the growing catering business hopes to open a kitchen on Route 8 in Lanesboro within the next month. Powell hopes to rehire some of the roughly 7 people he will lay off, which typically happens during the winter months. He adds he hopes the hotel is successful.
Anything that will help bring downtown Pittsfield back, I think is a good thing.
Spice Dragon also closed on August 31st after more than 4 years. It employed roughly 40 people, according to the Berkshire Eagle. No one from the restaurant could be reached for comment in time for broadcast, but a posting on its Facebook page told people to stay tuned for its next venture. Owner Tom Wynn spoke with WAMC News in February when the hotel's plans were released.
I think North Street can benefit from it, and of course the restaurant's going to benefit from it.
Hotel on North will offer 45 rooms, including conference areas, a skylight atrium, a bar, a revolving door, and a marquee sign with hotel spelled out in lights over the entrance. The entrance is slotted to go between the spaces Mad Jack's and Spice Dragon were leasing from real estate company MM&D. Manager Lori Tierney says she met with the restaurant owners and explained demolition work would create noise, dust, and take up parking spaces.
We've had our demolition permit for some time, but we talked with them and we all decided that it would be a very good idea for them to be able to finish out their busy season. We were all in agreement that that was a good idea, finish out the summer and reassess, you know, the future.
Hotel on North will be operated by Main Street Hospitality, the same group that runs Berkshire County's most famous hotel, the Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge, and the Porches Inn in North Adams. With renovations yet to start on the 68,000-square-foot, $11 million project, Tierney says what the building will offer is still up in the air.
We'll have at least one restaurant, and whether or not we have two, I don't know.
Tierney adds the hotel needs to open in May in time for the area's annual wave of summer tourists to make the venture work. June Roy Martin is the Vice President of Member Services for the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce. She says overall, area businesses see a second option for a downtown stay in addition to the Crown Plaza as a positive thing for recruiting workers and economic development.
You know, you need to have an opportunity for work to happen, and this gives them an opportunity to kind of go full throttle on all the construction work there.
Christine Hurley, Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., says closing the restaurants also eliminates any unpredicted construction delays.
We're looking to the future, and during this period of time while they're going through the construction, I think it's smart on the property owner's behalf as well as on the business owner's behalf, the restaurant owners, to, you know, think about their customers during that time. And if it makes sense for them to, you know, close their doors, then that's what they have to do.
Tierney says she wants the hotel to benefit the entire city.
I want Pittsfield to be able to reap the benefits from a successful business.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.